What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Passport Bro Gets Played by a Prostitute here in the Clock Tower in Cartagena. Now, I know some of you guys out there are gonna get smart and say, yo, Amr, the guy in the picture looks like he's like white, blue-eyed, blonde. Guys, if you're dumb enough to believe that hopping on a plane and throwing some cash money at some 304 is gonna make you go from dud to stud, you retarded. I don't care if you're black, white, Asian, Puerto Rican, okay, guys? Now, normally I don't do candid photos of people in public, but in this case, I had to, simply because I just had to show you guys how passport bros, and again, you could be fucking white, black, Asian, Hispanic, I don't care, just how desperate and pathetic passport bros is. So I stayed there for about 5 minutes watching the interaction between this Sharmuta, that's what she is, she's a fucking hooker, and this passport bro. And as you guys can see in the picture, clean cut, blue eye, blonde, white dude, nice guy type, you know. And this girl, you know, she was totally playing him. Now, the problem here, guys, is that you have these guys back in America or the West in general who can't even get a girl to, like, look at them, let alone go out with them. So the guy comes here, he picks up some Sharmuta off of the street, and he's like, hey, let's go have dinner. And he genuinely thinks he's having a conversation with her. You know, obviously, he uses a Google Translate. And again, guys, I was watching this dude for like almost 10 minutes interacting with this girl. He was using Google Translate. He doesn't speak a lick of Spanish. It's just that he found himself a hottie. You know, he probably never had a girl like that in his vicinity in his life. You know, he's walking down the street. You know, some girl looks at him like, ay, papi. You know, he's like, hey, let's go to dinner. And now he's at the fancy restaurant, gonna spend, you know, a lot of money. And he genuinely thinks that he's having a conversation with this Sharmuta. You guys out there, you need to understand, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, okay, dudes? You need, especially with Sharmutas, okay? Prostitutes, that's their job, okay? Their job is take your money, bust it wide open for you, and then get the fuck out of there. She's not there to be your friend. She's not there to be your mommy. She's not there for anything other than bust it wide open, give me my money, and get the fuck out of my face, you know? That's exactly what prostitutes do. Same thing with cab drivers. You know, when I was driving cab, I can't tell you the number of time people would open up to me, telling me their life story. And like, look, dude, you know, I feel sorry for you. I, you know, sympathize for you. But at the end of the day, dude, I just want your money and I want you the fuck out of my cab, you know? So it's the same thing with these prostitutes, okay? Why the fuck are you taking a fucking Sharmuta on an expensive dinner? Why are you having a conversation with her? What you guys need to do with these Sharmutas is grab them by the pussy, take them home, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and kick the bitch the fuck out of your place, okay? As you guys know, I did the mongering stuff a couple of years ago where I just fucked these bitches, and I got it out of my system. Not to mention I did it for you guys. Because, you know, I'm really sick and tired of all these guys back in America saying, oh, I'm going to die a virgin, you know, no girl is going to touch my peep. It's like, look, bro, I hopped on a plane from Miami to Cancun, which takes an hour and a half, by the way. You know, I rented a car at Cancun airport. Like, look, dudes, you know, I left fucking America at like 8 in the morning. I left America at like 8:30 in the morning. You know, that's when Trash Airlines, Spirit Airlines took off. They took off at 8:30. I landed at Cancun Airport by 10, rented a car, and like 10:30, 10:35, I was already fucking some bitch that I got off of one of those websites, you know? And I did that with three girls that day, came back to America the next day, and I did that just to show you guys back in America that, yo, man, you don't have to fucking die as a virgin, you know? It's called fucking Mexico or Latin America for you guys in the Western Hemisphere. You know, if you're in fucking Europe, fucking go to, like, Latvia or Ukraine, dudes, you know? Some third-worlded East European shithole, okay? But would I do prostitutes? No, of course not. I'm not gonna do prostitutes, you know? Hell no. Hell to the no. Prostitutes are simply not my thing. And I have no intention of turning a hoe into a housewife. Like they said on Family Guy, prostitutes are already dead on the inside. And that's very true. Prostitutes are dead on the inside because they made a conscious decision to literally sell their body and soul. And here we have this fucking passport bro thinking he's having a conversation with this hot girl. You know, look, he wants the girlfriend experience, dude. He wants to walk down at the street. He wants to see this baddie who's gonna look at him like, ay papi. He takes her out to a fancy restaurant. You know, then he takes her back to his place and like fucking Netflix and chill. It's like, look, bro, I get it. You want to have the girlfriend experience, but not with a fucking Sharmuta, dude. It's like, that's the last person on the face of the motherfucking planet that you want to have any sort of meaningful long-term relationship with. I cannot stress this enough. When it comes to Sharmutas, bust it wide open. Here's your money. Now get the fuck out of my face, bitch. You know, that's how you deal with Sharmutas. That's what they're accustomed to, okay? That's their motherfucking job. You guys need to understand, dudes. Prostitutes have been around since the beginning of time, okay? Whether it's a Prophet Muhammad, Jesus, Moses, none of the prophets of God ever stamped out fucking prostitutes. Why? Because prostitution is a necessary evil for guys who will never ever get a girl, okay? God knows it, Muhammad knows it, Jesus knows it, Moses knows it, you know? So this is why I made a video a couple of years ago in Cancun telling you Muslim incels out there that you need to get with a fucking prostitute at least once in your life, you know? And the reason why I told you guys to get with a fucking prostitute is to see how she likes you, you know? Because at the end of the day, you know, a prostitute, yeah, sure, a prostitute is dead on the inside, but at the end of the day, she does have, you know, standards. At the end of the day, you know, if you're a hot dude, she's gonna be like, shit, I'll kiss him, I'll hug him, I'll, you know, do triple monkey backflips for him like Coach Greg Adams says. If you're an ugly motherfucker, you know, she wouldn't even want to look at you, let alone do anything with you, you know. I mean, she's gonna do something with you because that's her fucking job, but her body language is gonna be totally like, ew. So this is why I'm telling you Muslim dudes out there, you know, you gotta get yourself a fucking prostitute. Otherwise, you're not gonna know your value, you know? If you get a prostitute and she does triple monkey backflips for you, then you know that when it comes to women, you have an high SMV. That way, when you marry some bitch who's treating you like shit, it's like, yeah, no, bitch, I can pull some hotties. So, yeah, go fuck yourself, bitch, you know? See, this is why my ex, when she found out I wasn't a virgin, she was like, oh, I thought you were a good Muslim boy. I thought you were a virgin, so you don't know how I abuse you and realize that you actually have high SMV so I can take advantage of you and manipulate you because you're a good virgin Muslim boy. It's like, fuck you, bitch. I'm in fucking Hollywood, dudes. You think I'm going to be like a virgin in fucking Hollywood waiting for your Egyptian pussy? Get the fuck out of my face, bitch. You know? So this is why it's very imperative for you Muslims out there to get with a prostitute. That way you can know what your SMV is, okay? If the prostitute is all over you, then you know you'll have a high SMV. So when you're with some bitch who's mistreating you, you'd be like, fuck you, bitch, get the fuck out of my face, you know? And if the girl is like, she doesn't want to touch you, she's like grossed out by you, then you know you have low SMV. And in that case, guys, either just do prostitutes all your life or marry a woman so ugly that not even a dog will look at her, which I'm totally against, by the way. Or you can do surrogacy, you know, get like a Norwegian Stacy to have your kids. You know, it might be over for you, but at least to give your motherfucking kids a chance at life, right? So at the end of the day, you guys are going to understand this really good. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. I don't care. I really don't care what other people say, what other people do. I don't care about any of these PUA cockroaches who tell you, oh yeah, bro, if you got that alpha cock dog, you can turn a hoe into a housewife. You know, you can make a stripper give up her life to be with you. It's like, no. These women made a conscious decision to forever sell their souls. I cannot stress this enough, guys. Fucking prostitutes are not humans. They're effectively speaking dumpsters for your cum. That's what they are. They're not human beings. Stop treating them like human beings. Treat them as a dirty, dirty sharmuta that they are. I'm not telling you to like, you know, not give them the money. I'm not telling you to like fucking beat them, you know. I'm just telling you guys, this woman, hey bitch, here's $10 or $100, whatever. Spread that pussy wide open. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Get the fuck out of my face, ho. That's how you deal with these women. That's actually how they like it. That's what they really like, okay? So, you guys out there, don't think you're having a relationship with a fucking hoe, okay? Even though she gives you that look and she might touch you here and there, it's like, come on, dude. She did this with hundreds of other dudes, you know? She knows exactly the type of person you are. She knows that you're an unimportant loser, nobody back in the West. She knows that no woman wants to be with you. So when she gives you that girlfriend experience, she knows she's going to be able to milk you for all the money you have, dudes, okay? So, end of the day, guys, please don't go to any foreign country out there and try to get to the fucking prostitute and think you're going to have a relationship with her. Like, you know, the few prostitutes I've been with, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, get the fuck out of my face, you know? I don't keep in touch with them. I don't say hi, I don't say anything. It's like, here's your money, get the fuck out, ho. That's how you do fucking prostitutes. You guys gotta get that through your motherfucking minds, dude, okay? Because guys are getting really desperate, okay? You know, far more women out there are in prostitution than not prostitution. Let me say that one more time. Far more women out there are getting into prostitution than women who are not in prostitution, you know? We all know in the MGTOW community that all women are prostitutes, okay? Now, a lot of women are becoming more of a professional prostitute. Now, you have the fucking streetwalkers over here. That's the lowest of the low, okay? Then you have women on seeking arrangement, okay? At the end of the day, guys, I want you guys either to understand this and understand this really good. If the bitch is moderately attractive, she's selling her pussy. Get that through your motherfucking mind. I don't care if she's in Egypt. I don't care if she's in India. I don't care if she's here in Cartagena. If the bitch is mildly attractive, she's selling pussy. I hate to say this. I hate to agree with Ram Wills, but he's 100% right when he says, you gotta find an acceptable hoe. That's what you guys gotta find. An acceptable hoe. Again, guys, I'm against fugly, getting married to fugly woman. Okay, guys, I am totally against that. And I told you guys, okay, I've seen this so many times. The last time I saw it was a couple of weeks ago when I was working at the food truck back in America. You know, this curry sale, Muslim curry sale, he came over to my truck. No, not a bad looking dude. Verified multi-millionaire, yet his wife looked like a fucking man. She, you curry sellers out there, you know how some of your women look like they could be a fucking man. It's like, that's a fucking man, dude. That's how fucking fugly she was. And this guy was dead on the inside. He was like, dude, I'm so jealous of you. You can just go wherever you want, do whatever you want. You know, and the bitch knows that he's stuck with her. You know, he has kids with her. So she knows he's stuck with her, you know. And she knows that he's settling big times for her. And see, that's another thing you guys need to understand, you know. Women don't fucking respect you if you settle for low-quality woman. If you're a decent-looking dude and you're with a fucking fugly bitch, don't think for a second that she's like, oh, wow, this guy who's hella better than me, you know, he is nice enough to be with me. No, she's going to be like, this guy's a fucking loser, you know? Coincidentally, this is why you don't take fucking prostitutes seriously, you know? Like, the guy in the picture with the fucking prostitute, that fucking prostitute is like, this guy is such a fucking loser, you know? You know, I actually saw the girl. Again, I stayed there watching these guys for like 10 minutes, you know? And for like 10 minutes, the vast majority of time, the girl is on her phone, texting on her phone, as if the motherfucker incel doesn't even exist, you know? And again, he's a loser. He's a loser. She knows it. I know it. He's a fucking loser. Because if he wasn't a loser, he would not get with a prostitute. And again, I have no problem with you. Hey, bitch, spread that pussy wide open. Here's your money. Get the fuck out of my face. I have no problem with you guys doing that. But would you take a fucking prostitute out to, like, fucking dinner? So, come on, dude. Come on, dude. You know, a lot of guys out there devalue themselves. That's the damn problem. A lot of you guys out there devalue yourself because you treat women with respect. Again, cannot stress this enough, guys. If she, even if she's mid, even if she's average at best, she is selling pussy. That's just how it is, dudes, okay? Get that through your mind. If the bitch is average at best, as long as she's like a 5, she's selling pussy in one form or another. She may not be walking down the street here in fucking by the clock tower. She's on seeking arrangement, selling her pussy in one form or another. And again, like Romwell said, you gotta find that acceptable hoe. Okay, and this is why marriage is obsolete. Marriage is obsolete today because these hoes out there, they're not worthy of being wives, okay? I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. The harem system, effectively speaking, is side hoe with benefits. That's exactly what the harem system is. Whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, assuming you're not into traps and Thai lady boys like Coach Bitch Bill, assuming you're not willing to settle for a woman who's so fucking ugly that not even a dog will look at her, you're gonna find yourself with a hoe. It is what it is. And for you Muslim sales out there who find yourself a decent looking hoe who is not a hoe, she will want to be a hoe. And that's the worst type of woman, coincidentally. The worst type of woman out there, guys, is the Muslim woman who's not a hoe because of religion, but wants to be a hoe. She's gonna make your life a living hell because she values herself way too much. She's gonna be like, oh, all these hoes out there are having fun. You know, they're going to fucking, I don't know, Jamaica. Or they're traveling the world. They're going on fucking yachts and Bugattis. And here I am, you know, stuck with you for the rest of my life because I'm not a hoe busting it wide open on the gram. These women are the worst, dudes. They're going to make your life a living hell simply because you want to be a hoe so fucking bad. And, you know, you're getting in the way of them being fucking hoes, you know. Have you guys seen that video that somebody uploaded on MGTOW TV a couple of years ago? You know, this butter-faced Latina, She was like, I thank God I'm not good looking, because if I was good looking, I'd be the biggest hoe you'd ever know. That's all woman. Again, if the bitch is average at best, assuming she's a 5 or above, in one way or another, she's selling pussy. She's a fucking hoe. Accept it, people, okay? All you Muslim sales out there are trying to find yourself a virgin. Virgin Muslim women are the worst woman in the world, and they're the worst woman in the world because you want to be a hoe, but they couldn't be a hoe because, you know, their dad or their brothers or somebody prohibited them from being a hoe. And coincidentally, this is why the divorce rate in the Muslim world is 70%, guys. Believe it or not, divorce among Muslims is higher than divorce among Christians. And the reason behind it is that these women, who might be virgins, they marry some simp, they marry some oofy doofy, and before you know it, they have a divorce, and then they go out, they ride the carousel, and when they get called out, they're gonna say, oh, it's because of my abusive ex. He beat me, he hit me, he's the reason why I'm like busting my pussy wide open on Instagram, you know? Again, women want to be hoes. The more you hold a woman back from being a hoe, the more of a hoe she wants to be. So again, Rom Wills, who, by the way, you know, AMS rips off of Rom Wills, okay? Like, that's what I'm telling you guys about. You know, if you're gringos, these Colombians, you know, they'll get up behind you and they'll start, you know, singing and shit like that, and then they expect you to give them money, you know. So what's, you guys can't see it, and you know, there, you can hear it, but you guys can't see it. I'm not gonna turn the camera that way because I'm fucking lazy. So what happened, and these Colombians, they ain't dumb, dude. They are not dumb. So you have a gringo and his girl, and she's tipsy. You know what's new, right? The bitch is tipsy, and you know, these guys, they come up behind her, they start, you know, doing a song like that song. And she starts clapping along, and then these guys start following them around town, and then they demand the payment from the dude, you know. So again, dudes, you know, the good thing about me here in Colombia is, as long as I keep my motherfucking mouth shut, ain't nobody bothering me because I fucking fit in, you know. Like that guy who told me, hey man, go to the ATM and get me money, like, you know, well, no, that is another video, okay? I'm doing two videos. Today is a 2-for-1 night, right? So in another video that I just did, dudes, a guy just came out and sat next to me, old dude. In fact, he's actually sleeping over there on the ground. You know, I kind of feel sorry for him. But he sat next to me. You know, he doesn't speak English. I speak a lot of Spanish. So he's like, oh, where are you from? How you doing? How do you like it here? When are you gonna come back? You know, building a rapport with you. And then he's like, give me money, I'm hungry. And I'm like, dude, I ain't got money. He's like, oh, there's an ATM over there, go get money from the ATM. It's like, fuck you, dude, you know. And that's another thing I wanted to tell you guys. Just like to people in the third world, you're always going to be seen as literally a walking ATM. To prostitutes and other low quality women, you're also going to be seen as a walking ATM to them. So if a bitch is treating you like a walking ATM, you gotta be able to rein her in. You gotta grab her by the pussy and be like, hey bitch, I know what the fuck you're doing. Knock that shit the fuck out, you know? Because you have to understand, these women out there, if they can take advantage of you, they will. You guys gotta get this straight in your mind, okay? These women out there, Ain't none of these women out there gonna fight for you. Ain't none of these women out there gonna kill for you. Ain't none of these women out there are gonna stand up for you. And you guys gotta understand, throughout human history, when tribe A comes in and kills the men of tribe B, if the woman said, "Oh my God, I can't believe you did that. You killed my husband. I hate you." Guess what? She's gonna end up being dead too. So the woman, and again, somebody uploaded a MGTOW of a video on MGTOW TV recently saying that all the women we have today are descendants of the woman who betrayed their husband like this when Mr. Big Dick Alpha Male came into town, you know, and all the good, decent women who are like, "I can't believe you killed my husband. I hate you." They're all fucking dead dudes. So all the women we have today are descendants of women who betrayed their husband when Mr. Big Dick Alpha Male came into town, dudes. So accept the fact that the vast majority of you guys out there are gonna be dealing with hoes, okay, guys? You Muslim sales out there who are waiting for that pristine virgin woman, I am telling you, as again, I'm the pastor's son. And you know, like that Ukrainian pastors, when I told you guys, when I was in Ukraine, in Kiev, waiting to meet my lawyer. By the way, guys, when you guys do any business overseas, always have a local lawyer, and always have that local lawyer vetted by other Western people. Again, when you're in the third world, I don't care if it's fucking Ukraine, I don't care if it's fucking Colombia, I don't care if it's fucking Egypt, always, always have a lawyer on your side, and that lawyer has to be vetted by a fellow Westerner. That way you know you're dealing with somebody who's authentic and not some scammer out there, okay? But again, this is not part of this video. I was just telling you that, so you know, any of you guys out there plan on doing any business overseas, especially in the third world, always, always, always go through a lawyer and go through contacts that have been verified by fellow Western people. So what the hell was I saying before that, dudes? What was I saying? Oh yeah, yeah, you Muslim dudes out there who are waiting for that pristine virgin woman who loves Allah and Muhammad, what you guys have is a ticking nuclear bomb. You don't have a ticking bomb, dudes. You have a ticking nuclear bomb, okay? So, oh yeah, I know what I was gonna, where I was going with this. You know, when I was waiting for my lawyer in Kiev, there was this overweight, old, white Christian guy from America, you know, of all places. Guy had a nice set of hair, even though his hair was white. He had a hair kind of like mine. And man, this guy was talking loud about fucking hoes and shit like that, you know. And I'm like, bro, you're making us Americans look like fucking sex tourists. And, you know, I didn't say it out loud, but, you know, he's talking to his Ukrainian liaison. And he's like, dagnabbit, these hoes ain't loyal. I'm the, you know, dagnabbit, these hoes ain't loyal. I'm the pastor's son. I've seen it all. You know, same thing with me, dudes. I'm telling you, as a pastor's son, you know, the more pristine, bismillah, Allahu Akbar, mashallah, a woman, you got a ticking time, you got a ticking nuclear bomb on your motherfucking hands, dude. You know, bro Haji did a beautiful video the other day, pretty much verifying whatever, what I've been telling you guys for the past couple of years, you know. I've been telling you guys, anybody who comes out and says, bismillah, Allahu Akbar, mashallah, it's only a matter of time before they motherfucking scam you. So bro Haji did a video yesterday about, you know, one of the many Muslims who come online and they're like, "Oh yeah, bro, buy my course, bro. Give me your money, bro. I'm gonna turn you into a fucking multi-millionaire, bro." You know, bismillah, Allahu Akbar, mashallah. And they end up, you know, scamming you, taking your money and running, you know. It's the same thing with the woman, okay? When you see a woman who's bismillah, Allahu Akbar, mashallah, it's only a matter of time before that nuclear bomb goes off in your face, you know? So, Yeah, it's the same thing, dudes. Colombians walking behind gringos singing, and they expect the gringos to pay them. You know, eventually, you know, the gringos ain't dumb. They know exactly what's going on. Eventually, you know, one of them is going to be like, hey, man, here's like fucking 10 pesos. Get the fuck out, you know. That's what they do. But I don't like that, dudes. I genuinely don't like people who, like, try to befriend you, try to be nice, and then they demand money from you. I understand, you know, you're poor. I understand you're a drug addict. I understand all that. I just don't like people who like, for example, that guy over there, dudes, you know, I would have given him money, you know. I give, some of these beggars here, I give them money, like 2 pesos, 5 pesos, you know, loose change I have. I don't mind giving poor people money. I mean, the guy is right in front of me over there. He's sleeping on a cardboard, you know, on the sidewalk, you know. So obviously, the guy definitely needs money, you know. And I don't mind giving him money. It's just that, dude, don't befriend me and then tell me, give me money. And I'm telling you that, look, Brian, got money for you, dude. And then tell me, oh, yeah, go over to the ATM. Look, I get it, you know. You're desperate for money. I just don't like that, man. I don't like being scammed. I really don't like getting scammed at all, you know. Even when I was working as a cab driver and I really needed the money, I never scammed people when I was working as a fucking cab driver. You know, I know a lot of cab drivers, like, for example, dudes, like, a lot of cab drivers, you know, they would, if they pick you up from LAX and they want to take you someplace downtown, they would go the long way rather than your bill being $45, $50. It ends up being like, you know, $90, $100, even though the trip was supposed to be $50, but they fucking take advantage of you like that. In fact, it got so bad that the city of Los Angeles said, any cab going from LAX to downtown LA has a flat fee of like $45 or $50. You guys have to remember, this is like 13 years ago. So, yeah. And this is why, coincidentally, guys, when I'm in... I always take Uber, you know. Like, here in Colombia, I take Uber. I don't take anything other than Uber. That's because I can trust Uber, okay? I'm not gonna trust some guy in a taxi rolling up to me, because, you know, something that might be 10 pesos, he might charge me 50 pesos for. And again, you know, 50 pesos is like, what, $12, you know? By American standards, like a $12 ride ain't bad. But that $12 ride really should be the equivalent of like maybe $4 at the most. So again, dudes, I just don't like being taken advantage of. You know, I never did it to anybody else, even though I could have done it and gotten away with it. I don't do that shit. And so I don't like when somebody does that shit to me either. And that actually goes quite well with the video, before I end the video, because I'm telling you guys, you're gonna get, again, a lot of these women out there, they're gonna try to take advantage of you. A lot of women out there, they're gonna try to take advantage of you. The woman who lives with her, the woman who the ride and die bitch, you know, the woman who's gonna, you know, stick up for you. Look, the only women out there who are ride or die are the ones with fucking criminals and terrorists and shit like that. Those are the only ride or die hoes out there, are the ones who are with the worst people on the face of the planet, okay? Those are the only ride or die women. But when it comes to good, decent men, you ain't got no ride or die, bitch. All these women out there, all they see you as is a walking ATM. You just gotta grab the bitch by the pussy and be like, hey, bitch, I know what you up to. Cut that shit the fuck out, okay? That's what you gotta do with these women. You guys gotta understand, these women are not marriage material, okay? At best, they're a side hoe with benefits. That's, oh God, I need to go to sleep. That's exactly what the harem system is. The harem system is side hole with benefits. So you guys out there, you good, decent men out there, if you want a woman, in the words of Rom Wells, find yourself an acceptable hoe. Unless, of course, you want to marry a woman so ugly that not even a dog will look at her, which, again, I'm 100% against. So, anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.